I had no idea that I'd suddenly become a sort of national event. And it was immediately after our show went off the air that Walter Winchell, who was on a rival network and had heard about how all the telephone lines had been jammed and all the excitement going on, went on the air on his network on his program of news commentary and said, "Mr. and Mrs. America, there is no cause for alarm. America has not fallen. I repeat, America has not fallen." It's only a little while ago that I again ran into some Quakers and Red Cross people who had been up in the Black Hills of Dakota some 5 or 6 weeks after this broadcast, persuading the people to leave the mountains and go back home because Martians really hadn't come. 4 or 5 years later, I was on the air doing a show. I was in the midst of some hymn of praise to the American cornfields or something of the kind when suddenly a gentleman darted into the radio studio, held up his hand, and said, "We interrupt this broadcast to bring you an announcement. Pearl Harbor has just been attacked." Of course, this very serious and terrible news was never believed, not for hours, by anybody in America, because they all said, "Well, there he goes again," really. Rather bad taste. Was funny once, but not a second time.